This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranian police denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in other Iranian cities are demanding accountability for the deaths of 82 Iranian citizens who were among the 176 people killed in a crash. VOA's Lattice Ahok has more.
Chanting anti-government slogans and demanding transparency. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Tehran's Sharif Technical University, chanting anti-government slogans and demanding transparency.
We want clarity. This country has been suffering from a lack of transparency for years. They've lied to us all these years. Excuse my language. They treat us as donkeys.
Anti-government protests started on Saturday after officials in Tehran admitted that the Iranian forces downed the Ukrainian plane by mistake after a U.S. drone killed a top Iranian general during a visit to Iraq. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the reports of the lethal use of force against demonstrators must be fully investigated. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committee leading the impeachment inquiry. AP's Ed Donahue.
In facing the threat of impeachment, President Donald Trump has followed a defense tactic similar to that of former President Bill Clinton and his team.
They really focused on, well, the president is doing work, he's going overseas, he's doing the work of the people, and he's not distracted by this, but at the same time, spoke with one voice saying, this is trying to overturn the will of the people. They're trying to overturn an election.
He has also adopted tactics used by Republican Richard Nixon.